You're a very talented thief. Oh, did I startle you? Not expecting to find me here. That's odd, considering this is my bedchamber. You were very clever, slipping past my tower guards, avoiding the servants, opening all those locks. But as a sorceress, I have other defences, unseen wards and glyphs. I knew you were on the grounds the moment you came over the wall. I've been waiting for you. Please, ignore the mess. The sheets, the pillows scattered all over the floor. I've been working on an arousal spell, and well, sometimes my test subjects get a bit out of hand. Oh, a dagger. How commanding. Yes, yes, absolutely. You're in control. At least until I make the blade vanish. Ooh, where'd it go? You had such a tight grip on it. Why don't we make those clothes of yours vanish too? There. Much better. Still feeling in control, thief. Now, what shall I do with you? I assume that no one knows you're here, that you've concocted some story that puts you miles away. Of course, that story works both ways. If you're not here, how can I be guilty of doing anything to you? Oh yes, that's next, isn't it? Try to intimidate me with your size and strength. That's an excellent way for you to reassert your control. Very manly. The problem is, you're standing on one of my silk sheets. Let's just tighten that, shall we? Coil it around your feet and ankles. Can't move now, can you? It's a serpent spell. Every time you move, the silk will constrict. But go ahead. See if you can escape a big, strong man like you. Surely a simple twist of cloth can't hold you. So struggle. I'll wait. No. Can't get loose. Can't pull your feet free of my little trap. You're nervous now, aren't you? Before your heart was pumping with a thrill that you might get caught. The reality is something very different, isn't it? This job was all about lockpicks and puzzles to you. Practical. But now you stepped into something magical and you can't get out. But back to my original question. What do I do with you? I guess we could play a game. Why don't we find out just how in control you can be? That silk sheet holding you, binding your feet and ankles, I've always loved how it feels against my naked skin. Let's make you love it too. There, I just cast my arousal spell. It's simple magic, really. All it does is increase the sensitivity of your skin tenfold. Now, as you move, as you struggle, you feel the silk clutch and caress. It feels good, doesn't it? No. Then why is your cock getting hard? So, this is the game. The more aroused you get, the more the silk will bind you up. Look, it's already cinched around your shins. The more it binds you, the more skin it touches, the more aroused you'll become. But here's the devilish part. If you lose control, if you come, The silk will bind you up completely, permanently, like a fly in a spider's cocoon, wrapped, trapped, forever. Struggling won't help. It's actually making things worse. Look how the silk is coiling around your knees, your thighs. Trying to push it down is a mistake. You'll just, oh, see? Now your hands are caught, strapped to your sides. You can't pull them free. The silk is too tight. If you keep moving, this is going to be over far too quickly. Shh. Be still. Be still. Good boy. Don't move. The silk is just below your cock. The touch, the rub and restraint must be driving you mad. I can see your legs quivering. Every twitch is making the silk inch higher. Can you imagine it binding your balls, wrapping around your cock? The cool, whispery friction of it. How fast would you lose control? How fast would you come? Not fair. You break into my tower, my home, to steal from me, and you expect me to play fair. The silk is a little higher, thief. Just a lick of it against your cock and you'll burst, and then the silk will slither and snake up around you while you scream and twist and writhe. No, I agree. That wouldn't be too much fun for me. Satisfying, perhaps, but not much of a game. So let me just guide the silk away from your balls, away from that straining cock of yours. It's snaking around your hips, wedging tight in your arse, trussing up your tummy, but it's not touching your cock. Humiliating, isn't it, to be stuck in this trap, while I stand here, watching you struggle not to struggle. In the bard's tales, it's always the woman who gets tied up. Here in my lair, it's you, stuck, snared, feeling the silk glide and rub, feeling it tighten. When I play this game with myself, I can't decide what drives me wilder. Is it the sensation of the cloth or the fact that I can't move, that I'm pinned and helpless? You should have broken in then. You'd have found me stretched out on my bed, sheathed tight, incoherent with lust. I usually come when the silk touches my breasts and rides over my nipples, but when I come, the spell breaks. Coming frees me. If you come, you'll never escape. Oh, but all this talk of my tits being wrapped and rubbed, it isn't helping you keep control, is it? And now you have that image of me in your head, sweat-soaked, struggling like you are. Helpless. The silk is coiling around your chest, wrapping your shoulders. Your whole body is taut as a bowstring. Your hips are beginning to twist and buck. You can't help yourself, can you? You're so close. So close. I'm going to lay you back before you fall. Lay you back on my bed. You're so pretty, such a pretty package, wrapped from toes to throat. Only your head free, your head and that hard, beautiful cock. What if I just ran my finger over it, lightly, like this, Oh, your whole body spasmed. Now the silk has your chin. What if I licked the tip gently, like this? Oh, oh, that's so mean. What must you think of me? Oh, you can't tell me. The silk has your mouth. Its kiss against your lips must be agonizingly sensual. Are you trying to scream? Very manly. Look at me, thief. Look at my lips, just hovering over your dick. Look at my tongue, wet with your pre-cum. I'm going to put my mouth around the head of your cock and suck you all the way in. Are you ready? Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't. Oh no. Oh, poor boy. Look what you've done. You've lost the game and the silk has you. You can't move at all. Can't see. You can barely hear. But still you can feel. There's no respite from my arousal spell until I grant it. The silk will keep rubbing and tugging and tightening. You're already hard again. I'll put you in with the others. The crusader. The assassin. That beautiful bog witch who thought she could seduce me for my spells. You and I will play again another night. You came to take from me, and instead you were taken. My poor thief. You were never in control.